on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, a motion calling for post offices to be retained under a new PSO model has been accepted by the Dáil. It was a joint Fianna Fáil Sinn Féin amendment, and we'll be speaking to the Lascan Corps, the Patrick Cope Gallagher. The Housing Minister says it's a tragedy that two people were killed during Storm Ali. Met Aaron has again defended not issuing a red warning before gusts of up to 147 kilometres an hour battered parts of the country last evening and into last night. We'll also hear from a Donegal mother who had a very lucky escape after the family car was damaged. And Ian Paisley Jr. is readmitted to membership of the DUP and attempts to have a by-election failed. And a little later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Oisín Kelly. That's coming up at around 5:15. All those stories to follow. But first, this evening, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar insists it's a matter for the EU and UK to negotiate the details of the Irish backstop in Brexit talks. The Taoiseach met with the British Prime Minister Theresa May this morning ahead of an informal meeting of EU leaders, which is continuing in Salzburg. He says the issue can only be agreed by the main participants in the talks.
Well, Prime Minister May and I have conversations about this all the time, but this is a negotiation between the European Union and the United Kingdom. And Ireland is staying at the heart of Europe. We're staying in the single market in the euro. We helped to found those great projects that have brought enormous prosperity across the continent of Europe. So this ultimately is going to be a new treaty, a new negotiation between the EU and the UK.
Well, the EU will decide next month if an additional leaders' summit is necessary to strike a Brexit deal ahead of the March 2019 deadline. The President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, says EU leaders are clear on their commitment to Ireland.
We confirm that there will be no withdrawal agreement without a solid, operational and legally binding Irish backstop. And we continue to fully support Michel Barnier in his efforts to find such a model.
A 31-year-old man has pleaded guilty to the manslaughter of Paul McCauley in Derry in 2006. Matthew Brian Gillen from Bond Street in the city pleaded guilty on the second day of the trial at Belfast High Court. A 28-year-old man has already been sentenced to life in prison for Mr. McCauley's murder. Piper John McClemens, previously known as Daryl Proctor from the Fountain area of Derry, pleaded guilty on the first day of his trial at Belfast High Court yesterday. There were 41 people awaiting admission to Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, according to the INMO, making it the second most overcrowded hospital in the country after Limerick, which had 42. There were 8 people on trolleys in Letterkenny's emergency department. It's the third time this week the hospital has been in the top rankings of the INMO's trolley watch. A motion calling for post offices to be retained under a new PSO model has been accepted by Dáil Éireann. Motions were moved by Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin and Independents earlier. The Fianna Fáil motion was amended to bring in issues raised by Sinn Féin. A government amendment was defeated, and when the combined Fianna Fáil Sinn Féin motion was put to the House, it wasn't challenged. Lascan Corla and Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher believes this is now official policy on which he says the government is obliged to act.
There's a very clear message sent to the government that they must accept the amendments from Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin, and the amendment which became the substantive motion has stated that they must guarantee the current post office network, and they must do that and prevent the loss of the services. And we've named 159 communities where postmasters or postmistresses are retiring, so they have to advertise a contract under a new PSO model. But typical private members, the government might try to ignore this, but I believe they can ignore it at their peril, because when the substantive motion, which was amended, came before the House, it was agreed unanimously. So therefore, one can say that the government have supported this.
Does this compel the government to do anything? Can the government continue to argue, as it has done up to now, that this is effectively a matter of an agreement between OnPost and the IPU, and this is a commercial decision to be taken by OnPost as effectively a private company?
They may try that, but the fact of the matter is that the Irish Postmasters Union and OnPost took a decision that was underwritten by the government. They may well try to escape from it, but I don't believe that they can. and they must respect the view of the Dáil, which in effect is a unanimous decision, or should I say recommendation. It'll be interesting to see what might happen over the next number of days, but it's important to note that within this, the House has agreed that there should be a public service obligation model to protect these post offices and into the future.
And that was the Lascan Corla Pat Cup Gallagher. More on that on our website, highlandradio.com, and indeed more and more detail on many of today's stories available on the news section of that website. The Housing Minister says it's a tragedy that two people were killed during Storm Ali. Met Éireann has defended not issuing a red warning as gusts of up to 147 kilometres an hour battered parts of the country yesterday and last night. Teams are still working to restore power to some homes across the country, while in Dublin much of the Green Lewis line is suspended until tomorrow, while engineers continue working to fix damage. Owen Murphy, the minister, says forecasters work extremely hard to issue the most appropriate warnings.
We can't predict by the hour how certain weather is going to hit us, but we can give a very good indication of the type of severity of storm that we're going to see. And a storm orange is a very severe storm. It is, but it's not red. It's not where you close down parts of the country or the country as a whole, as we saw with Ophelia and Emma.
A Donegal mother has been recalling how she and her children had a lucky escape after the family car was severely damaged by Storm Ali. Maeve had just returned home to Newton Cunningham after leaving her daughter to playgroup yesterday when a number of roof tiles fell and smashed through the windscreen of her car. Reflecting on the 9 till noon show today, Maeve said that had the incident happened earlier in the morning, it could have resulted in far more serious consequences.
Well, I just arrived home at 9.30 after dropping her off at playgroup and getting two other kids out earlier, 5-year-old and 12-year-old, and into the house, made myself a cup of tea, put it in the travel mug to go back out, to go back into Letterkenny, and left the house, locked the door, picked up a plant that had blown over, and turned around to what in my mind was devastation. The car was in front of me, totally wrecked. The ridge tiles had come off the roof and fallen on top of the car. One had lodged itself through the windscreen of the car, and yeah, it was a bit shocking.
And this is your Kia that's pictured on the front of the papers in a show. Motors had the pictures up. I mean, when you see it going in through the driver's side, I know as parents we're more worried about the children, but they were safe at school at that stage. You start sort of going, well, this could have been very different.
Yeah, it happened within a few minutes of me parking up and then about to go out again. So, yeah, on reflection, it could have been quite devastating, really. You know, as I say, four or five really big, heavy ridge tiles off the roof. It really took a very violent gust to do that damage. Yeah, but on reflection, just feel very lucky that nobody was hurt.
And that was from the 9 till noon show this morning. That was Maeve, they're speaking to Greg on the programme. Work on the A6 dueling scheme between Drumahoe and Dungiven will begin next week, according to the Foyle MP Alicia McCallion, describing it as a positive step forward for the city. Ms McCallion says a number of projects are already underway on other sections of the A6. When all are completed, she says, road journey times between Derry and Belfast will be reduced. That, she says, is vital for growing the economy of the North West and also increasing connectivity within the region. Ian Paisley Jr. has been readmitted to membership of the DUP after he was suspended for 57 days. It follows controversy surrounding his failure to declare two family holidays, which were paid for by the Sri Lankan government. A petition to force a by-election in his North Antrim constituency failed to receive the required numbers. 10% of the electorate needed to sign it, only 9% did so. Speaking to Q Radio, Mr Paisley said he's happy with the outcome.
A small number, less than 10%, couldn't bring themselves to accept my apology, and there's probably very little I can do to win that support. But I must say that I am delighted at the overwhelming support.
Direct discussions between Minister Joe McHugh and Minister John Halligan are continuing in a bid to secure a resolution to the school bus transport issue in the Kilmacrenan, Termon, Milford area of Donegal. In a statement this afternoon, Minister McHugh says he'll continue to meet privately with Minister Halligan to progress what is a very serious issue. With more details, here's Greg Hughes.
During a follow-up meeting today, Minister McHugh says he stressed the importance of Minister Halligan and his officials paying particular attention to the needs of eligible children in the Kilmacrenan Crennan and Termon and surrounding areas. Minister McHugh says from the first day that this campaign, when he was approached by a number of concerned parents, he's been focused on addressing the unfairness in the system for the significant number of children affected and the impact that is having on their parents and relatives. He also moved to assure affected parents that a serious effort is being put into the ongoing discussions. Concluding, Minister McHugh says he will remain in direct contact with Minister Halligan in government buildings, and he has been assured that the case will be fully considered.
Meanwhile, a public meeting will take place in South Innishowen next week to address school transport problems there, with a number of children without bus tickets in Muff, Bridgend, Toobin and Burnfoot. Bus Éireann has confirmed there are no additional seats available and no further services planned, even though it's reported at least 20 children are affected. The meeting will take place on Monday next at 6:30 in St Mary's Hall, Muff. Councillor Jack Murray is urging everyone who's affected to attend.
In recent weeks I've been contacted by numerous families in the Muff, Bridgend, Burnfoot, Toobin area who've been denied really a ticket to the school bus, which is simply unacceptable. Myself and Paddy McLaughlin have been in regular contact now with Bus Éireann asking this is addressed, but to date we've got no further. They're saying that there's no seats left and there's no room for these children on the bus, but ultimately we need an extra bus put on because some of these families live over 10 minutes away from the local school, and for parents who are working it's simply impossible for 5 days a week to do a run of over 10 miles to the school and back, and that would deny these children access to their education, which is absolutely vital. So I would ask people to come along to this meeting and have their voice heard, and hopefully we can get this extra bus delivered.
Now, Minister Joe McHugh has issued a statement today suggesting that direct discussions are ongoing. He is confident that a resolution to this saga could be in sight. Are you confident of that?
I would hope that he's right, but to date there's been nothing concrete that seems to get pushed back. Any response we've been receiving from Bus Éireann doesn't indicate that there's any progress at all. So I think that parents do need to come out. They do need to make their voice heard. This can't be long-fingered. We're already into the school year. Children are already being denied their bus. We need to come out. We need to take this over the line because, as I say, access to education is absolutely vital in any child's life, and there can be no obstacle in accessing education.
And that was Councillor Jack Murray there speaking to Catherine Gaffney. The development of a wind farm in Meanbogan, Donegal, could potentially be halted because of the protection of one of Ireland's rarest birds of prey. The Irish Raptor Study Group has been granted leave to legally challenge on board Planola's approval of the development. The case came before the High Court yesterday. With the details, here's Michaela Clark.
Mr Justice David Barneville told the court that he would consider setting a date for a judicial review on October the 25th and urged all parties to have relevant documentation lodged by October the 19th. Barrister David Brown, who appeared with Fred Logue of FP Logue Solicitors for the Study Group, told the court his client was seeking an order quashing the Planning Board's decision in June granting the developer Planree Limited planning permission. The chairman of the Bird Protection Group, Ryan Wilson-Power, has claimed that planning permission is contrary to the European Birds Directive and to the Planning and Development Act. He told the court that the area in question has been identified by the National Parks and Wildlife Service as important for the hen harrier and deserving of special protection. The study group had strongly objected to the proposed development and claimed the southern area of the county supported up to 11 territorial pairs of breeding hen harrier, equivalent to 7% of the national population.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Find the perfect running shoe for you at michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past 5 o'clock, we say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We begin with soccer. Arsenal, Chelsea, Celtic and Rangers are all in Europa League action tonight. Former Bayer Leverkusen goalkeeper Bernard Leno is expected to make his long-awaited Gunners debut against Volksla at the Emirates Stadium. Chelsea have left Eden Hazard at home for their game against Salonika. That is in Greece tonight. And Stephen Gerrard's Rangers are also on the road as they head to Spain to play Villarreal. Celtic meet Rosenborg for the third time this season. The Scottish title holders overcame their Norwegian counterparts in the second qualifying of the Champions League but failed to reach the playoffs. Boys boss Brendan Rodgers has no issue with playing Rosenborg again and says a group stage encounter poses a different challenge.
Before we've played, it's been sort of knockout and maybe first legs have been a little bit cagey, but still the difficulty of the game is still there. So Rosenborg come into the game in really good form. I think from when we last played, they've won 7 games and drawn 2. So we expect a tough game, but we're playing at home and And like the other games we've played against them, we really want to go and show our quality in the game.
Cristiano Ronaldo could miss a Champions League return to Old Trafford with Juventus next month. UEFA have opened disciplinary proceedings after the World Player of the Year was sent off in the Italian Champions 1 at Valencia last night. Ronaldo received the red card after appearing to put his hand on the head of the Spanish club's defender, Yeson Muroro. He received an automatic one-match ban, which cannot be appealed, and Europe Football's governing body has announced it will now consider whether to extend the suspension when they convene on the 27th of September. Two teams share the number one spot in the FIFA World Rankings for the first time. Belgium have moved to top spot alongside World Cup winners France. England stays sixth, having reached the World Cup semi-finals. The Republic of Ireland drop one place to 30th. Wales are 19th. Northern Ireland drop a place to 28th. And Scotland are up one to 39th. In Gaelic games, Armagh could have forward Jamie Clark back for 2019. Clark played for New York in their one-point defeat to Leitrim in the Connacht Championship this summer, and it's reported that the Cross McGlen clubman is set to move home and link up with Kieran McGinney's panel next term. Stephen Campbell is also expected to return from America and rejoin the Armagh panel. Conor McCaskey feels Mickey Hart can add to the current Tyrone squad as they look to build on their 2018 season. The campaign ended at the hands of Dublin in the All-Ireland final, but Tyrone had the four in a row winners on the back foot for a large part of the first half. McCaskey, who is out for the rest of the year with injury, says Mickey Hart will be keeping a close eye on the club championship to see if he can bolster the squad.
That's one thing we have to do. We're always trying to improve, and you know that's one thing Mickey will always be doing, is looking for players that can help and come into a squad and, you know, push men on or make that big impact. There's a lot of good footballers straight thrown, and I'm sure Mickey will be scouring the country over the next few weeks, you know, keeping an eye out who's performing well and who deserves a chance. You can see the quality of the football and thrown's very high, very competitive, and I think there's a lot of boys that's been playing through minors, under 21s, and so a lot of youth coming through, and I'm sure Mickey will keep an eye out to see who best fits our squad, who's been working hard, who's got the attitude and who can make a difference.
In rugby, Academy prop Eric O'Sullivan and winger Angus Cornahan will make their first starts for Ulster against the Cheetahs in South Africa tomorrow. They come under the team as two of six changes to the side that beat the Southern Kings last Sunday. William Hirsp, Matthew Rea, David Shanahan and Will Addison are the other changes on the Ulster side. In golf, Shane Lowry's 5-under par after 11 holes of his opening round at the Portugal Masters. The off-the man who won in Villamura in 2012 is two shots behind clubhouse leaders Matt Wallace and Eddie Pepperell. Patrick Harrington, the 2016 winner at the event, is 2-over after 11. Paul Dunne is 2-under through 12. Robin Dawson signed for a 3-over round of 74. Rory McIlroy faces an uphill battle to win the FedEx Cup at the season-ending Tour Championship. The Ulsterman lies 17th in the playoff standings ahead of teeing off in his opening round within the next hour. In tennis, Rathmullen's Mary Barry is playing for Ireland at the International Federation's Super Seniors World Championships in Croatia. This morning, she defeated Retna Tosmosto of Finland in straight sets, 6-1, 6-3. She has done her part for Ireland, and Ireland are currently leading in the other games and are on course to take victory against Finland. Finally, the suspension of Russia's anti-doping agency has been lifted despite widespread opposition. The World Anti-Doping Agency's executive committee have ended a 3-year suspension which followed a major doping scandal. Leading athletes and WADA's vice president Linda Helland have opposed the move. That's it, Donald, from the Sports Desk for today. PJ will have our next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thank you, Washing. A number of businesses from Donegal have taken part in a custom-made workshop as part of a targeted 2019 tourism sales drive. Over the coming weeks, almost 200 businesses across the country will meet with tour operators from the UK and Canada in the bid to attract more overseas visitors. Donegal businesses particularly interested in promoting the Wild Atlantic Way and getting maximum benefit from it. Joan Crawford, the manager of the Wild Atlantic Way, says there is huge potential in Donegal to attract more visitors as a result of the facilities and the amenities that are available through the project.
This week saw, the first of a series of three custom-made workshops, and these are all part of an autumn sales drive for Irish businesses, and we had Harvey's Point, Abbey and the Central Hotels, the Nesbitt Arms Hotel and White Hotels, and they were pitching directly to overseas buyers from the UK, Canada and long haul markets.
And indeed, in relation to the Wide Atlantic Way, we know that in Donegal, the tourism numbers aren't as high as other parts of the Wide Atlantic Way, so this is vital.
It is indeed. This series of sales workshops are going to focus on attracting more overseas visitors from our key UK and Canadian markets, as well as the long-haul visitors via the UK. In terms of the British, the workshops are part of Falch Ireland's focus to continue pitching for the best British potential in the offset of the challenges we're facing with Brexit.
And indeed, countries like Canada, who are not directly impacted by Brexit, it is vital that tours from there are targeted.
Indeed, and the contacts and the contracts that are made over the next few weeks will assist on growing growth in the Irish tourism in 2019. So it's so important for us that the buyers have the capacity to deliver significant amounts of visitors to Donegal throughout the year, as Ireland continues to have a strong appeal as a destination, and more so even Donegal.
And that was Joan Crawford, the manager of the Wild Atlantic Way, and she was speaking there to Michaela Clark. Looking at the weather forecast, it'll be cloudy for the rest of this evening with further outbreaks of rain in most parts. The rain will be heavy and thundery in places, with some spot flooding possible. Light to moderate south to southwest breezes becoming north-northwesterly by nightfall, with outbreaks of rain giving way to clear spells and scattered showers overnight. Some of the showers heavy, again a slight risk of thunder. It'll stay chilly tonight, lows of 6 to 8 degrees Celsius. Northwest winds becoming westerly and increasing fresh to strong and gusty, near gale force winds at times near windward coasts. Tomorrow, cool, bright and blustery with sunny spells and scattered showers. Again, heavy showers becoming more isolated toward evening. Highs tomorrow, 12 or 13 degrees Celsius, fresh to strong and gusty westerly winds. Some near gale force winds at times near windward coasts, but again, the winds will ease in most parts toward evening. The main news in brief this evening: a motion calling for post offices to be retained under a new PSO model has been accepted by the Dáil. The motion was moved by Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin after a government amendment fell. The substantive motion then passed without challenge. Laskan Curla Patacope Gallagher believes this is now official policy on which he says the government must act. A 31-year-old man has pleaded guilty to the manslaughter of Paul McCauley in 2006. Matthew Brian Gillen from Bond Street in the city pleaded guilty on the second day of the trial at Belfast High Court. There were 41 people awaiting admission at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning. According to the INMO, it was the second most overcrowded hospital in the country. And the housing minister says, well, it's a tragedy, two people were killed during Storm Alley, but Aaron was working extremely hard to issue the right warning. And there the headlines. We're back with news again at 6. Good evening. The habitual notices for this Thursday evening, the 20th of September. The death has taken place of Jimmy McFadden, Knockestoller Bunbeg. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there on tomorrow Friday evening to St Mary's Chapel, Derrybeg, to repose overnight. Funeral mass at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. Burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. Rosary at 9 o'clock tonight. The death has occurred in London, England, of Anthony Donaghy, Doe, 54 Cockhill Park, Buncrana. His remains will repose at his residence in Cockhill Park, Buncrana, from 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Funeral from there on Saturday morning, leaving at 20 to 11 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Cockhill. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Eileen Blacken, Tuberkeen, Dunlow. Her remains are reposing at Bidlin's Funeral Home with rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Viewing tomorrow at 3 with removal at 7 to St Cronus Church, Dunlow, reposing overnight. Funeral mass on Saturday morning at 11 with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family home strictly private, please, at the request of the deceased. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Dunlow Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or Sean Medlin Funeral Directors, Dunlow. The sudden death has taken place of John Jordan, Woodside, Remelton. His remains will repose at his home from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral mass on Sunday at 11 in St Mary's Church, Remelton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Gerard Jerry Meenan, formerly of Glenbrook House and Lisfannan Park, Derry. Funeral from his sister's home at Ardmore Bray, Muff, tomorrow at 20 past 9 for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Eugene's Cathedral, Derry, with interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The death has occurred of Thomas Conaghan, Crickamore, Dunlow. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Kincashla. Interment afterwards in Belcritch Cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Dunloe Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Sean Midlin Funeral Directors. The death has taken place at her home of Mary Love, née Kelly, 36 Drumrallis, Treban, formerly of Tamnawood, Ballindrate. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. And the death has taken place in Enniscorthy of Emmett Coyle, formerly of 154 Lisnefin Park, Strabane. His remains will repose at his mother Margaret Coyle's home at Lisnefin Park, Strabane, from 8 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:15 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight.